I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JRS Evening News for Monday, May 2. Coming up, funds allocated for fight against Zika virus in the Caribbean, tourism minister to sign agreement with Cuba, and government to undertake review of rehabilitation programs in correctional institutions. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Oman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there?
Just memory serve the canoe, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. At the request of Jamaica, the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Council of Ministers has granted approval for the allocation of funds to support the fight against the Zika virus in the Caribbean. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, made the proposal on behalf of CariForum for intra-ACP funds to be made available to support the fight against ZikV in Jamaica and other countries of the region. Approval for funding came on the final day of the 103rd session of the ACP Council, which took place from April 25 to 27 in Senegal. The money will be made available through the intra-ACP under the 11th European Development Fund. At the council meeting, Minister Johnson-Smith, who led Jamaica's delegation, also made interventions on sustainable development, climate change, youth inclusion and entrepreneurship, as well as preparations for the 14th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the rehabilitation of offenders in the country's correctional facilities is pivotal to stemming the prevalence of crime. Mr. Montague says to this end, the ministry is reviewing the rehabilitation programs in several institutions to determine their effectiveness.
Improved rehabilitation will ensure inmates returning from incarceration to be better able to reintegrate into their communities and to become first-class citizens and make a valuable contribution to the nation.
The National Security Minister says government is focused on crime prevention and creating safer communities through social development, situational prevention, effective policing, swift and sure justice processes, and reducing reoffending. Minister Montague was speaking at the recently held passing out parade and awards ceremony for the latest batch of police recruits at the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine. In the meantime, the manpower of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has been bolstered with the recruitment of 324 additional officers. Addressing the new constables at their passing out parade and awards ceremony recently, National Security Minister Robert Montague said the government and citizens anticipate that the officers will make positive contributions to the building of a safer and more peaceful Jamaica.
An effective police force is essential to Jamaica's social and economic growth, and we are grateful to the thousands of policemen and women who have sworn to protect, serve, and reassure the people of Jamaica, often in challenging circumstances and at great personal cost.
Mr. Montague is urging the police recruits to strive for professional excellence in the execution of their duties, learn from their superiors, and emulate the practices of those members of the JCF who are providing exemplary service. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett will sign an agreement with his tourism counterpart in Cuba to facilitate multi-destination marketing between both countries. Minister Bartlett says the push for multi-destination marketing for Jamaica and its Caribbean neighbors is necessary, noting that the way forward for tourism in the region is based on island convergence and not island competitiveness.
On Friday, Minister Moreira and myself will sign an agreement for multi-destination tourism between Jamaica and Cuba. Somewhere in the middle of June, a similar signing is expected to take place between the Dominican Republic and Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the official opening of the Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX trade show at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James recently. He says similar agreements will be signed between Jamaica and several other Caribbean countries in the coming months. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.